there in iRacing land. I'm Greg Dreis, and welcome to another edition of the 802 Cup Series podcast, live on Twitch, later on Google, Amazon, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. You can catch us on Twitch for 2 weeks, and then they get rid of everything so they don't have to pay for server farms. So that's why Twitch is free, and we like free. So it's the 802 Cup Series. We are in our summer season, season 3, which we are basically using as a kind of a laid-back recruiting season. There's no prize money for the summer, but we're getting ramped up for fall. We just finished week 6 at Michigan last night, and gosh, what a race that was. We're going to get into the details of that in a few minutes, but basically, except for the competition caution at lap 30, we went, I want to say, out of 110 laps, pretty close till lap 90 or so before caution came out, and then there was a couple with 10 laps left to go, and it was quite a race. So if you want to join, a couple things you can do. You can look us up on Facebook, 802 iRacing League. Shake, rattle, and roll the admins on that page and say, hey, here you guys race on Sunday nights, and I want to join you because I hear you got a whole bunch of prize money coming up in the fall. And that's right, season 4 starting in mid-fall. We're up to about $1,100 in prize money. That's quite the package for a laid-back league of guys just out there driving, having fun, and also pretty competitive. You can also look us up on iRacing under leagues. Ask for an invite, and we'll check out your numbers, your stats, and invite you right on. The 802 Cup Series podcast is hosted by me, Greg Dreis. It's a production of the Sim Racing Podcast, Joe Sixpack Racing, and Wainwright Broadcasting. And I want to give a shout-out to Dirtbag Clothing for sponsoring the Joe Sixpack Racing team. As I said, we raced in Michigan last night, and a whole lot of fun that race was. 110 laps, 4 cautions, 3 of them came during the last 20 laps, and the only other caution was the competition caution, which we do once early in the race. So if you start off with a bad wheel or a bad left foot, or you just can't get it together, we give you one chance to re-rack and catch up, and I've had to use that a few times. It works out pretty well. Strength of field last night was pretty good at 1384. 12 lead changes on 110 laps. Well, it sounds like quite a bit, but we had one guy lead 54 laps and somebody else led 14, so it was slim pickings for everybody else that tried to get up there and grab a lap as a leader. And that's important because that's good for a point on our scoring. So the average lap time last night was 46.949 seconds, and that includes cautions. I wish iRacing would take that out of there so we could tell how fast you're going and how well you're doing. 4 cautions, 12 laps under caution, and 110 laps completed. We do offer 2 green-white checkers, but we didn't need them last night. And I want to say this season is brought to you by Riptide Radio. So this is the Riptide Radio 802 Cup Series for Season 3. Riptide Radio is Carolina Shag. The only way you can describe it, when Jeff Barefoot, who's sponsoring this through Riptide Radio, was on the podcast a while back, he basically said it's a lifestyle. So Margaritaville is a lifestyle. Riptide Radio and Carolina Shag is another type of lifestyle. I play it up here at my outside barbecue area in my little tropical island, I call it, called Tropic Owls, and it's great. It's jazz, it's swing, it's Motown, it's just all kinds of stuff. You just picture yourself living at the beach and putting this stuff on and living like you're on vacation. So that's the Michigan recap. And again, only 4 cautions, 12 lead changes, and we had one guy lead 54 of those laps, and no, he did not win. Ouch. So who did win? Well, who else wins? Johnny Barker, car number 6. And he didn't lead a whole bunch of laps last night. He led 5 laps, but he was up there up front all night long, really doing a good job, saving his tires. He drives a car number 6. He started 3rd, and he finished in 1st. Now, the guy who led most of the night, Kenny Real, driver of car number 24, he led 54 laps, and he started 4th, and he finished 2nd. 3rd place was Frank Zingen in car number 62. He qualified 5th, finished 3rd. Rob Lowell, car number 21, qualified 6th and finished 4th. Dalton Powell was the winner of the Joe Sixpack Driver of the Night Award. The Joe Sixpack Racing Team pays $5 in racing credits to the top finishing driver, and if they get into the top 3, that number doubles. So he drives car number 34. He started in P8, finished P5. Jason Wiley, car number 13, qualified 10th and finished 6th. Justin Mullins qualified 2nd, and he finished 7th. And I believe he did lead a couple laps there. He led 14 laps. He was the second highest in lap counts last night as a leader. Dennis Dameron in car number 48, another Joe Sixpack driver, in the top 10. He finished 8th. He qualified 14th. Dwayne McMahon, car number 80, qualified 17th, made it all the way up to 9th, so he did pretty well there. Connor Barker, Johnny Barker's son, also on Wolfpack Racing, qualified 13th, finished 10th, and rounding out the top of the leaderboard in P11 was Brandon Gerrand. He, car number 4, qualified 1st and finished in 11th place. Rounding out the field, Chris Max in car number 121 qualified 9th, finished 12th. Me, I qualified 12th, finished 13th. I drove the car number 64 a lap down. I screwed up in the pits again. I set my tire change for, I went in about lap 60 for fuel, and I was going to go back out and change tires probably about lap 85 or 90. But before I pulled out of the pit box, I had already made the change. So instead of gassing up and getting back out on the track, they were changing my tires at lap, I want to say lap 60 or something like that, or lap 80, whatever that was. So we had a late caution near the end of the race, and I was in P10, but I already had 40-some-odd laps on the tires, and I made it known. I says, hey, guys, go around me because I am going to start real slow. I'm not spinning the tires and taking out the field. So that ended up hurting me pretty much, and as 2 races in a row, I did something stupid in the pits, so that's why I finished in 13th. Arabia Clayton 3, a new driver for Season 3, driving car number 30, qualified 15th. Finished 14th. John Buehle, car number 47, qualified 11th, finished 15th. George Bolas qualified 16th, finished 16th. Cole Jarrett, car 88, qualified 7th, finished in 17th. And rounding out the field, Ohio Dabio qualified 18th, finished 18th. I think he had some connection problems, and that's why it looks like he was 110 laps down. I think he said he had something. We're just about getting ready to practice or qualify or something like that. He had some issues there. And that's pretty much all the finishers from Richmond for the Riptide Radio 802 Cup Series. 6 weeks into the season already. And let's take a look at week 6 points brought to you by Riptide Radio. The Riptide Radio 802 Cup Season Series 3 Recruiting Series. Again, if you want to join us, shout out. We're taking new drivers and looking to hopefully get somebody that can compete with the Wolfpack, because they're just running away with it. In first place in points is Johnny Barker with 235 points. He has won 4 of the 6 races this year. Second place is Rob Lowell with 210 points. He has won 1 race. Kenny Real in third place with 197. Brandon Guerin in fourth place, 187 points. Jeff Barefoot, 180 points, is in P5. Jason Wiley's in, also tied with him at 180 points, P5. Dave Lomaga is in seventh. He has won 1 race, 172 points, and he's tied with Dwayne McMahon at 172 points. So we see, I'm rounding out this screen here. It says 9th, but it's actually P7 in points with 171. I'm just 1 point behind Dave LaMaga and Dwayne McMahon. And that's why points are so important. And we do allow a drop week this year because a lot of guys, including myself, are going to miss a whole bunch of weeks. So I will be partying my butt off this weekend up at Watkins Glen. That's my annual trip up there and looking forward to it. Leaving early Thursday morning, and as soon as I get that campsite set up, which is usually about 9 or 10 in the morning, the sun is just about right to pop open a cold one. Because, you know, setting up a campsite at a racetrack, that's a lot of work. And I think that deserves a cold one as soon as you set up. And rounding out the points for week 6 from P12 back, Justin Mullins actually is listed as 10th, but that's not quite right. He's 162 points. Right behind him, Frank Zingen at 150, Nick Larson at 142, Cole Jarrett at 138, followed by Arabia Clayton III at 133, tied with Dennis Dameron at 133. Got a lot of ties. There's a lot of bunched up drivers up in the middle of the pack and towards the back here, so it's going to be a fun point battle later on. P16 is Chris Max with 120 points, Dustin Coggin at 102, Dave Palmer 6 at 91, and John Pulley at 89. Now, there's probably 7 or 8 more drivers on the point board, but some of them have only come in for about one race so far this season, so we're going to leave it right there. Let's talk about teamwork. I can't tell you how important it is if you're racing in a league to be on a team, even if it's just one other person. Joe Sixpack Racing last night, we had 3 drivers on our driver channel for our team, and we communicated pretty well because we were all driving towards the back of the middle. I mean, you got 19 drivers out there, and we were 10, 12, 13, and then up a little bit above 10 for a while, but we seemed to be all pretty close for most of the race, and just a lot of good communication going on, letting somebody know that you're on the inside, you're on the outside, here comes somebody that's a lap down behind you, but they look like they're on fresher tires. So if you're going to race by yourself, you're going to not do well because you're going to be out there with 20 other cars and not knowing what's going on or some change of strategies that might need. So if you want to join a team or your team needs members or even want to start your own team, it's easy to do on the 802 Cup Series League. You shout it out on our Discord channel and says, hey, I'm getting lonely out here on the track. I need some help, or I want to get on a team, or let's start a team. Anybody interested? You can shout that out on the team's channel or general chat, and we'll set you up with your own private voice channel so nobody else can hear what you're talking about during the race. I want to give a shout out to Dave LaMaga from DTL Customs Design and Graphics. He does all the 802 Cup Series graphics, the posters for us, the race day posters, some of the teasers we send out for recruiting ads and such like that. And he also does the schedules, and he does a great job at that. And once we get into the regular season, each race has its own custom poster, which is pretty wild. And once again, another big thanks out there to Jeff Barefoot for Riptide Radio, the series sponsor. And he does a cool thing. Anybody towards the back of the pack, he spins the wheel after the race, and they get $5 in iRacing credits courtesy of Jeff Barefoot and Riptide Radio. So where are we racing this week? Well, I'm going to be watching the race at Watkins Glen from the Jackie Stewart grandstand, which is only about 100 yards from our campsite. We're no longer walking what seems like a mile across the track and over the bridge and over the river, et cetera, like that, to get to our seats in turn 1 and 2. So this year, hitting senior citizen age pretty soon there, so I said, I'm not going to walk that far. So we're sitting in the Jackie Stewart grandstands, and there's a big jumbotron right across the track. So can actually watch the whole race instead of just watching them fly by. This week's race is at Charlotte, Sunday, 8:20 at 6:45 p.m. We open for practice. Signature Esports will be our broadcaster. And great job last night. We got a new feature we're going to talk about. It's the featured driver of the week, and it's in-car interviews, just like you see on NASCAR. And I was the victim last night, and sitting on the grid or just before the grid, waiting to go out for the pace lap to start the race. Had a nice talk with Jason, and then towards the end of the race, I in the beginning, I told him my goal last night was to finish P10, and we had that late caution, and he says, so you're sitting pretty, you're in 10th place, you had a pretty strong race. And then I told him, I says, yeah, but these old tires, and I says, and that those last two yellow flags that came out at the end of the race really didn't help me because it bunched everybody else up. So 6:45 for practice, Sunday 8:20. It's a nighttime race, 25 minutes of practice, 5 minutes two-lap qualifying, and the race is 140 laps, two fast repairs, two green-white checkers if needed, car setup, 60% fuel, two tire changes. So if you're listening, it's not two sets of tires for the race. You have the tires you start with, and then you get two in the box at your pit stop. But I think Rob Lowell has been stashing tires for future races, because I think last night's race was 110, and I think he didn't change to his second set of tires until like lap 75 or 80. And he tells everybody, yeah, I drove 70 laps on these tires, and he still, and percentage, he still has 70% tread life left, or 80%. So I don't know how he does it, but he does it, and it seems to be working. So I'm going to have to jump in the replay and get in his cockpit and see what he does there. Qualifying setup would be Charlotte 20. It's not listing the whole thing there, but we'll check it out. I'm going to be setting up a practice session for tomorrow night, and I'll post all that information. Competition caution is on lap 45 tomorrow night. Now, we do the competition caution, like I said earlier, just to give somebody who's a new driver, or you get wrecked, or you do something dumb like I do in the pits, and it gives you one chance to get racked back up and get going on the race. So the weather for Charlotte, it's a nighttime race at 9:23, 78 degrees, 55% humidity, and winds at 2 miles per hour out of the north. Gosh, I bet you they would love to have 78 degrees down there. So here's what I'm talking about. Last night, if you're watching on Twitch right now, is the in-car interview feature. And I went back and looked up the replay last night from Signature Esports, and Jason's got all the information. There's my car number, my name. There's my ugly mug up in the top right-hand corner, and you can see the sign in the background there for the Sim Racing Podcast. I put that up at the last minute, and it was having trouble getting it up there, and it was falling down. And all of a sudden, I hear coming through my iPad, uh-oh, he's having trouble there. And I was like, oh, we're live. Well, it was just the audio live, so we got everything set up. And brings in the stats from, I think it's SDK or SK Racing information. Basically, you put your picture in, your age, and any other information. So he's got my Class A oval there, 3.46 safety rating. I'm proud of that. I'm not proud of my 1001 iRacing rating, but I don't run officials anymore. It's all league stuff. And in 333 starts, I've won three races. But I finished in the top five, 56 times. And I actually led 50-something laps over that time. So not too bad considering. And your driver, if you haven't signed up for a race yet, check the stats on our Discord page. I think there might still be some races open. And basically what you do is you get a link, and it hooks up to your webcam and goes right on the race feature. So it's in-car video, just like you see on NASCAR all the time, so it's pretty cool. So who says you got to have a big fancy sponsor and all kinds of money to get your mug on TV, as we say. So the in-car interview feature, and again, if you haven't signed up, look for it online. And if it works out, I hope we're going to do it in the fall, because that's any sponsors out there who want to sponsor that will take your money. And that's a short abbreviated version tonight. And I want to thank everybody for listening in. We need guests on the show. I think we're going to start really hammering people. I mean, you don't want to hear Johnny Barker on here all the time if he's going to win the rest of the races. So if you're a new driver on the league, or you want to, your team wants to come on and talk strategy, maybe we can get Wolfpack Racing on and get the chat board going and make all kinds of threats against them. If you don't tell us your secrets, we're going to, We're going to Bud Light you or something like that. So anyway, in a programming note, the Sim Racing Podcast will be hosting the Midwest Motorsports Podcast, the League's podcast, called the Cool Down Lap Podcast, and that'll be coming soon. We're looking at doing that next Monday night. I'm not sure if that's going to work out, because the owners of the league, I think they're on vacation this week, and I've only got tonight and tomorrow night to finalize the meeting and get everything put to bed for that. And then I'm, like I said, going away, and I won't be back until Monday afternoon. So anyway, that's the Cool Down Lap Podcast from Midwest Motorsports. That will be on Monday evenings at 9 p.m., so I think we're going to make one little change to the 802 podcast and do that at 7:30. And then the Midwest guys will come on at 9 p.m. our time because they're in the central time zone. Great bunch of guys. They're all excited. I'm going to be dropping in from Watkins Glen Friday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time for one of their Truck Series playoff races as, I guess, a guest commentator. So I'll be doing it on my phone with the earbuds from one of the loud party stations at Watkins Glen and kind of just introduce myself and get to know the guys on that league. So we're looking forward to that. So the 802 Cup Series podcast is a production of the Sim Racing Podcast, the Joe Sixpack Racing and Wainwright Broadcasting. Sim Racing Podcast interviews anybody out there in the sim racing world. From 802 Cup Series guys to we had Midwest Motorsports on a couple weeks ago. We've had tire changers on from the NASCAR Truck Series. So if you're listening, you don't have to be an 802 Cup Series member or Midwest Motorsports to get on. We'll talk to anybody on the Sim Racing Podcast. And every driver's got a story. Why not tell it here? And I want to thank FeedSpot for an email I got from them that the Sim Racing Podcast is the number 7 Sim Racing Podcast on all of their platforms. And I was really happy when they sent me that letter and said, you know, you made our top 15 from listeners and their admins at their site, too. And not to brag too much, but my gardening podcast also was in the top 10 on FeedSpot. So, you want to get heard, tell your racing story. Come on the 802, or I'm sorry, come on the 802 if you're a league member, and come on and tell your story on the Sim Racing Podcast, which you can watch at twitch.tv/GregDreisLive, and for 2 more weeks, then Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and YouTube later on. Once again, this has been the 802 Cup Series Podcast, brought to you by Riptide Radio. Carolina Shag, it's a lifestyle. You got to listen to that. Just turn it on when you're outside or camping or something like that, and pretty soon you'll be dancing in the sand. Until then, everybody, have yourselves a great week. 802 Cup Series and Joe Sixpack Racing Team, good luck at Charlotte this weekend. I won't be there, so grab some points for our team out there while you can, and we'll be back Monday night. A week from tonight with the 802 Cup Series podcast with the review of Charlotte and to look forward to the following week. Until then, stay between the lines and keep turning left. Good night.